Well, that'd be interesting to see.
I find it odd, because I'll get on my GMRS, and if I get on my one laptop, I'll see some that I'll get on my computer home, they don't show up at all. And then I get my mobile, and then some of them are there, some of them aren't. It's just weird.
This one it's got quite a bit. It's a pretty thick book. It's got all the states, and I haven't really gone through all of it yet, but it's got a lot of them in there. It's got the coordinators in there. It's got access codes, inputs, outputs, all the call signs and mobiles, their modes.
Yeah, that'd be interesting to look at.
I'll sit down tonight and go through this antenna book. It gives us a full layout, transmission lines, transformers, horn antennas, loop antennas, arrays, I mean, just all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, maybe that'll help. I'll get a tower set up next summer, and then I can get some of that stuff up on top of it. Maybe I can pick up the rest of the repeaters from my base station.
Should be able to. I was in the truck a few minutes ago, and I hit the Mancelona one just to see if you were there. I didn't know if you were home or not, and it hit, and I got a return.
Yeah, that one's been real solid. I think the biggest problem was it was unplugged, and then it got moisture in it, and that caused part of the problem. Once you got it plugged in, I mean, it's been working fine ever since then.
I can pretty much hit everything with the truck, and with the base here, I can do everything as well. I'm going to check the grounds on the truck here probably before this week's up just to make sure grounds on the antenna are good, but it's been doing real good lately.
I got my antenna fixed and re-secured after the dogs hit the guy line and bent it. I got some interesting photos. Pretty sketchy being up there, but I got her fixed, I drilled a hole, put a bolt. There ain't no way they're pulling that back down the pole again.
So it'll survive the cold snap and high winds coming in.
That's what had me concerned, because the way it was, there was nothing. I mean, it would just swing all over the place. It would have tore it right off the roof, so I had to get out there and fix it. I'm just glad we had decent weather for it.
Pretty good wind too. The other day I was watching the GMRS antenna and then my CB antenna. I brought it down. I didn't leave it standing up there. So it was, we had some pretty good straight lines coming across the front of the house.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to try a tower next year. I think if I can get up between 140 to 180 feet, I think that will be sufficient to pick up the rest of the ones there's only two of them I'm not getting, so I think that'll do it.
That's getting up there. That'll be an interesting antenna. We'll have to figure out what you're going to need for your base, and if you're going to have somebody come out and put it up, or you're going to stand it.
Yeah, because I know when we did Chris's, those towers, even they look small, they're a lot heavier than you think.
Especially when you're hanging on to them up there on top.
It'll be experimental. I'll have to see what I can find. But yeah, I want to do something because I don't mind it being on the roof, but I'd rather have something I know is secured a little better and I can actually reach those last two repeaters.
Does make it nice when you get out over all the obstructions around here, trees and everything else, to get up above that, it goes pretty good.